Hey, baby. I'm home. What are you watching? Didn't you watch this movie yesterday? No, it's fine. You can watch it however many times you want. I don't know. I thought maybe I was living in the movie Groundhog's Day or something, you know? Do you want to cuddle up with me? Yeah? Good. Come here. You know how much I love you, right? So much. Why am I asking? Just because, well, I want to make sure you know it. Because I need to talk to you about something. Something really important. Nothing bad, I promise. Nothing to be scared of, just. Can you promise to be super honest with me? Can you tell me out loud? Not just nodding. Okay, good. I love you so much. I'm afraid. I'm really scared that I'm gonna lose you. I don't know what I'd do without you. I don't think I'd be able to live anymore. Do you know why I'm telling you this? Maybe I'm wrong, but I feel like you haven't been all right recently. You're not yourself anymore. You seem depressed. Got very tense as soon as I said that word. I've been asking you a lot recently if you're all right, and you always say that you're fine, but babe, I don't think you're fine. Tell me honestly, are you going through a depressive episode? What makes me think that? Well, a lot of things, really. Can you sit up so I can look at your face? You've just been, I don't know, you've been so down lately. You haven't been doing any of the things that make you happy. None of your hobbies. You, spend a lot of time what you're doing right now. Sitting on the couch on your phone while something plays on TV in the background. Well, I know that you like this movie, but it's not the same. It's not the same as actively watching it and enjoying it. Especially since you're not doing anything else that you enjoy. You've been tired lately? Yeah, I've noticed that too. That you sleep in more often. That you take more frequent naps during the day. That you're too tired to go anywhere or do anything a lot of the time. No, baby. I'm not mad. I'm worried. I'm worried that you're going through it again. I don't want to see you suffering. I want you to be you again. No. No, I'm not saying that I don't love you anymore. Absolutely not. I just want you to be happy again. I can't even remember the last time I saw your real smile or even heard you laugh. You haven't been joking around with me anymore. I really miss all of that. I really miss you being happy. Oh, baby, it's all right. You can cry. You don't have to hold it all inside, especially not with me. Come here. I love you so much. I would do anything for you. And I would never judge you. I just want what's right for you and for you to be happy. For now, just let it all out. Let the tears flow freely. Do you need anything, sweetheart? Something to drink? Something sweet to snack on. I know you have a big sweet tooth, especially when you're upset. Or maybe a salty snack? No, don't apologize. You have nothing to be sorry for. You needed to let that out. I'll hold you anytime you need to cry. You should know that by now. What was that? Baby. I'm so proud of you for admitting that you're not okay. I know it's hard, especially for you. You did so well, sweetheart. I am so, so proud of you. You thought it would go away? What do you mean? I see. You thought it was just a small bout of sadness, but it never went away. It's all right, love. I understand. But now you see that it's another major episode, yeah? You probably just need your medication adjusted or changed. That's not such a big deal, right? You've been through this before. Your brain gets used to the antidepressants and the chemicals get screwed up again. Remember that the doctor told you before? Yeah, that it's normal? That people need to have them adjusted or changed every so often? Doesn't mean anything's wrong with you. Don't worry. I'll help you. Promise. I'll stay right by your side and I'll do anything you need me to do. What? Do I think you're a burden? Of course not. No, baby. It's not a burden to be with someone suffering with depression. A lot of people go through it. It's not something so horrible that I couldn't be with you anymore. Is it hard sometimes? Sure, but that's just life. Not everything in our relationship's going to be perfect. I mean, think about how mad you get at me sometimes because I'm always late wherever I go. I just cannot keep track of the time to save my life. But you haven't left me over it yet. Even though I'm sure you've thought about it. No comment? And I guess that means I'm at least kind of right. Really, honey, I mean it when I say that you've never been an actual burden to me, especially when it comes to your mental health. And honestly, I wish you would have come to me about this sooner. I can understand that you thought it would go away, but I always want to help you whenever you need it. I want to be there for you while you go through tough times, even if it's just one bad day. Baby, are you forgetting how long I've known you? I knew about the depression since before we even got together. It's not like you've just sprung this on me all of a sudden. I know that it's something you've had to deal with for a long time now, and that you'll continue to have to deal with it. But I want to be tied down to you. I'll be tied down to you, not your depression. It just so happens that you have a mental illness, but it's not the major flaw that you think it is. It's not a deal breaker. It doesn't make me want to leave you. In fact, look how strong you've become dealing with it for so long. You're still here, fighting it. You overcome it every single time. It's made you the person that you are today. The one I'm so madly in love with. The one I never want to leave. Yes, I really mean it. I'll never leave you. Didn't I tell you at the beginning how scared I am to lose you? How I can't live without you? I've been so afraid that you're gonna want to leave the world. It scares the hell out of me because don't know what I'd do without you. I knew I had to talk to you before I got to that point. I knew I had to help you. To save you, because I can't lose you. Not now. Not ever. You too, baby. I kiss you? Yeah, my face is kind of gross for Greg, too. I don't mind if you don't mind. Tomorrow we'll figure out what to do. We'll get you some help, but it can wait until tomorrow, okay? It's getting late anyways. Right now, I just want to be with you. I want to keep you close to me. Have to thank me. You mean the world to me. I don't know what I would do without you. Now, shall we turn on something that you haven't watched recently? And enjoy it together? Yeah. Good. Let's snuggle and watch something stupidly funny.